This is Comics Therapy, episode 52, but really 51.1.
It's not, it's 52.
No reviews, just analysis. And this week, not much of that. We aren't talking about any specific comics, and we don't have any nerd confessions or a guest on the couch, which is why it's not really a show.
Episode 52, 52nd episode.
I wanted to take the week off, but Andrea insisted we record.
You know why?
I wanted to do. I wanted to do a real show, but Andrea decided to go away.
It's our anniversary.
Oh. What did you get me?
You're ruining the script by being coy.
Oh, God.
I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate a full year of the show than skipping out completely to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
Good. I love that you're doing that.
Welcome to Comics Therapy. Neither Aaron nor I are licensed therapists, so please don't take anything we say as serious medical advice. This week's show is short and sweet, but it legitimately counts. It's the 52nd time that we're doing this. It's a full year of Comics Therapy. We're going to share some fun stories from Aaron about his glory days in San Diego and some specifics about how to find me if you're going to be at the con in a non-creepy way. I don't have to get more specific than that, do I? Be kind. Have fun. Those are the rules.
I think you're overselling this non-episode a lot more than it's going to really pan out to be.
Aaron?
Yes.
Stop ruining my fun.
In between shows, you can find me on Twitter at Aaron Myers and Andrea at Andrea Shock. The show account is at Comics Therapy. So, Andrea, any big plans this week?
I appreciate that you're indulging me. It's comforting to know that some things never change and that you still hate this passionately, but you're willing to do it because I asked nicely.
Ugh, it's such a pain in every way.
I wanted to talk specifically about my plans for Comic-Con. And I wanted to share the details of the panel that I'm doing on the 25th. But before we do that, I think that you should tell everybody about your Comic-Con experiences.
Well, I went for 5 years in a row.
Right. Did you have an awesome time?
Yeah, I think every year we went, it was fun.
Yeah? When was that? Like, when did you start going?
I moved to San Diego in 2003, so that was the first year I went.
Okay.
And we moved in 2009, right before Comic-Con, so we didn't go in 2009. So it was 2003 to 2008.
And so this is all pre-kids.
This is pre-kids.
So you guys probably just did everything, right? Like, you bought as many great collectibles and comics as you could, and you went to all of the panels, and you just, like, were so engaged and engrossed in all of the comics at Comic-Con.
No, I didn't. So it's my biggest shame and, I guess, regret that I wasn't into comics at all in those years. Like, I, yeah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Chrissy would always get free all access, you know, 4-day passes through her work that we would then go on, like, a Saturday in the afternoon for, like, 3 hours and walk the floor until we went, like, oh, I'm tired of all these nerds. Let's just go home.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, it was such a waste.
It was.
I would walk through Artist Alley, and I'd be like, I don't know any of these people. What is going on here?
Were you reading any comics at that point?
Nope.
What were you? Remind me, in the hierarchy of the various obsessions that you've had over the years, what were you into at that point? Was that video game consoles?
Yeah, probably video games and computers, yeah.
Not even Magic the Gathering?
No, I didn't really. I played Magic, you know, through 2000, maybe? Hmm. Like 93 maybe to 98, actually. 98 or 99, something like that. And then I put the cards away. And then I played it again for about 6 months a couple of years ago. And then sold all my cards. Hmm. So that was even a shorter kind of resurgence. No Magic. It was just, computers. It was working really kind of took up a lot of my life at that time. Mm-hmm. So I was working on computers and then playing on computers too. But a lot of that was kind of work, you know, related too.
Sure.
Like, the pressures of the job were a lot higher demanding. So like there was a lot of, having to learn stuff on my own time too. So I think the hobby time, I probably in retrospect had more time than I even do these days, but it just, you don't appreciate your time or your money when you don't have kids. Like,
right.
We compared to our life now, like we had so much disposable income and so much time, right. And just squandered it.
Sure.
We're fools. Fools.
Well, but I think
even with Comic-Con,
that's a common, I'm not even going to say mistake. It's just like a common life thing that I think a lot of parents of our age can relate to that. No judgment, yeah. Man. It's a bummer, but it's like something that everybody goes through.
I met Neil Patrick Harris at Comic-Con.
Oh.
I have a picture with him.
What was he doing then?
There was a, what is that, Harold and Kumar?
Oh, yeah, 2? Yeah, yeah, right.
So it was something, they had a big booth there. And it was totally random kind of thing where we just saw people lining up all of a sudden. So we just got in line. We had no idea what it was for. Like you couldn't see the front of the booth. You just saw a line forming. And it was still pretty quick. We were like 15 people back and like right behind me, they said, okay, here's the end of the line. Everyone goes. And it was just a meet and greet line. Like wow. You walked up some stairs and there's Neil Patrick Harris and like taking pictures with people. And like we got next to him and he looked at us like, this is so weird. We're like, yeah, whatever. Because I think it was kind of random for him, too. Like, Okay, I guess I'll take pictures with people. So we have a picture with him.
So you were at Comic-Con like 10 years ago. Do you have any sense of how it's changed? I mean, I know that you haven't been there personally since you moved, but certainly the observations online are pretty telling. The fact that you can just walk.
I think the last year, like 2008, was, it kept getting bigger and bigger every year. But that was the year I really noticed, like, there is so much TV and movie and video game stuff here. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the comic stuff started to get kind of pushed to one chunk of the convention hall. Mm-hmm. And it definitely seemed like you could walk through that area pretty easily. And the rest was kind of a crush of people, it seemed like that maybe was the crux here of now it's like an entertainment expo and not so much a comics expo.
Gotcha.
But it's all relative. I mean, it's such a huge place that if the comics area isn't just crushed with people because the other areas, there's still a lot of people in the comics area, compared to maybe another convention. It's just not as much as people crowding around the video game or movie or TV stuff. And I don't know, maybe that's changed now because that was also kind of pre, like, everyone being into the Marvel movies and hyped about DC stuff and that sort of thing.
Didn't Iron Man come out in 2008?
Maybe, something around there, yeah.
I mean, do you remember being there for any kind of big announcements that you were aware of?
No. Like, we didn't.
You just didn't care.
I think the only panel we ever sat in on was for the Big Bang Theory, like, the year after it started. Right. where it was like seemed like this was a fun show that like wasn't making fun of nerd culture and like kind of mocking us.
Right.
Yeah. Before the veil was lifted. Yeah, so that was fun, but it was also like I still think we had to wait in line for even like a half an hour, and at that point I'm like, why are we waiting in line for this thing now? Now if you look at the panel and whatever, it's ridiculous, but I still wouldn't probably wait in lines like people do.
So here is the question. If you could come this year, if it wasn't a matter of leaving Chrissy and the boys, if you had access to it, is it at all appealing to you?
Oh, sure. I'd still go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I would like to when it's feasible again with the family. It's just an expensive trip, especially if you have a family to think about.
Right.
But I'd still go. And there's no reason not to. You can make or you could do what, there doesn't have to be like a checklist.
Really? That's not at all what I've been told.
Of course, there would be a checklist, but it wouldn't be, you can't do, like, San Diego's so big, it would be different than other cons for me that you couldn't do everything, or see everyone.
What's the largest con that you've been to?
It's probably, Rose City.
Okay.
Last year was the biggest, and it'll be bigger this year.
But, like, even Emerald City is bigger than that.
Well, yeah. Emerald City's huge, but I haven't been there. I mean, I guess San Diego, you know, is the biggest.
Right, but... Okay.
It was still 150,000 people right. when, you know, we went. It wasn't during, like, when I was into comics
right.
either.
Right. I just can't imagine you organizing for San Diego the way that you organize for other smaller cons.
No, and it'd be different, too, because I'd have to travel back to San Diego, and I couldn't bring stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I won't have my car, so, like, with cons in Portland, I can get all prepped and get, you know, leave things in the car and swap things out and that sort of stuff. So it would be probably better because I'd have to be more economic about it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the convention is if you're not, like, staying there and you're, like, getting stuff, I mean, God, just hauling things back and forth is
sure.
exhausting. So
sure.
there's other things to consider. But, I mean, San Diego, for me, is pretty viable because we still have friends and family mm-hmm. in San Diego. So it makes it possible. It's just...
How much longer till it's actually a thing that you could consider? Maybe next year?
Maybe. I mean, Logan will be 2. It's the trip.
Yeah. I know.
You know, we'd have to fly, which isn't terrible. But then it's really the kind of thing that if we go back to San Diego, we can't just go for Comic-Con. It's more like a week-long thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going for a week.
So that's why. Yeah, but you don't really have any, like, responsibilities or, you know, care about people or family.
That's
You've
right.
sent your family away for a month
I
so
did.
You could clear your schedule.
You're
so.
Exactly right. That's totally why I did it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I'm not a privileged person like you
mm-hmm.
who can just kind of do that.
Yeah. Yep. Are you done?
Just put it on my black card. That's you.
Are you done now?
Charge it to my trust fund.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so. Was there anything else you wanted to ask me?
Super glad that we're still doing this after a year, Aaron, and you're still perpetuating these wild untruths about me. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you tell a lie enough, people start to believe
it. I know, that's the problem, except that it's not true.
But it's wonderful. But that's how it works. All right, well, I guess you can do your commercial.
It's not a commercial. You don't... Don't you care?
About the thing I can't go to?
But you should be, I don't know, a little bit proud of me.
I am. Well, first I'd like to thank all the people who were concerned and reached out to me that I wasn't going to be able to attend and be on the panel.
It has nothing to do with you or comics therapy. Let's just make that really super clear, that putting you on this panel would be hilarious.
But people did ask.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
On your post?
Uh-huh. So I'm part of a panel called Getting the Most Out of Graphic Novels in Your Classroom and Library. So it's an education panel. And it was organized by Josh Elder, who's the founder of Reading with Pictures, a nonprofit that is committed to improving literacy in children of all ages through comics and graphic novels. At this point, it should be really clear that Aaron doesn't bring the same perspective to this particular topic that I might.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is.
I went through the education program in college.
You went through the education program in college? I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that
no,
in college
was,
you went...
No, I went through my credentialing program. I did. I did student teaching in high school. For high school kids.
I know that, but...
I'm smart.
You are very smart. You're very, very smart. That's why I like talking to you.
I can read good.
You can. Not so much with the grammar, but
well,
you're fine.
Yeah. Thank you. So I have a perspective on this. I've been to school. I was in school for like 2 decades.
Yeah, I know. Good job at school.
Yeah.
Here's the perspective specifically that I'm bringing. I'm going to talk about working with arts organizations.
Oh.
Right. Got it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So as it turns out, if you are a teacher or a parent and you want to work with comics in your classroom with students, there are museums and other arts organizations who can provide resources for that. and you can kind of share in that content knowledge. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with some of the other panelists. And it's going to be awesome. So it's 4 o'clock on Friday the 25th. And it's on the schedule. If anybody's around and you want to come, just be kind. That's all.
You know what? I'll allow you to put it on our page too.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yep. No problem. Mm-hmm.
Even though it has nothing to do with comics therapy.
Well, we usually charge for these kind of advertisements.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I'm going to let you have this
thanks.
One.
Thanks.
No problem.
I am excited about it. I mean, as it's been pretty clear, I enjoy talking about the academic approach to comics and teaching as a venue for comics and graphic novels as a medium. So it's going to be a good time, I think.
Sounds fun.
I'm a little nervous, not going to lie.
Nah, don't worry about it. It'll be good. I hope somebody records it and sends me the video.
I hope not. And if that's a thing that happens, it will not be on our site.
But that's fine. There's plenty of ways for me to get it out there.
Oh, God.
Don't you worry about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my primary agenda for, you know, the real reason why I'm going to Comic-Con. The rest of it is all fun times.
But you don't have any, like, you don't have any agenda. You don't have people to see at the con. It seems like the con for you is more like after hours. It's SDCC after dark.
No,
with Andrea.
No. So I'll be with Roderick Ruth for the duration. And he's the planner. This is his 100th San Diego Comic-Con. So I have...
That seems unlikely.
Right. But, okay. I have no expertise in that. I have no idea what to expect except for what everybody has told me. So I have the list of things that I'm bringing. And I have the list of things that I want to see and people that I want to see during the actual con. Panels that I'm interested in. I did all of my homework like Roddy told me to do. And
good.
I wouldn't attempt this without him. Like, quite honestly, I find the whole thing to be a little bit overwhelming, but I know that I'll be fine. The after hours stuff.
I don't know. I think you've gone to Emerald City. Like, it's twice the size of Emerald City.
Super, super different. That's really what Rod's been saying from day one, that it's very different. Besides, the approach that we had at Emerald City was very different to the approach that we have for San Diego.
Okay.
The amount of programming and the number of exclusives and, like, the actual things that require planning, very, very different than winging it in Seattle. The after-hours stuff is fun. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with people. There's a whole list of fun friends to see in person, and that's going to be a fucking blast. I can handle planning that. That has nothing to do with organizing, like, spreadsheets to make sure that I can find Aaron Myers, his ROM figurine. That's...
God, you better get that for me.
I know. I'm so good to you.
You've got one job.
Just that? Like, that's the one thing?
Well, no, and there's some image stuff.
Right.
I mean, the thing with... I've calmed down with exclusives now. Like, it's kind of... It's a pain to get them for other people. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying not to abuse that. There's a couple of image things and the ROM figure, like, are really the things that I really want.
I really
the rest, like,
feel like if I can't get you the ROM figure, that I will have failed you as a friend.
Yes,
like
that would be correct.
Right. I want you to know that I take that seriously.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, yeah.
Like, don't come back to the podcast without that.
I get it. I get it.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, but other than that, like, exclusives, like, there's a frenzy that kind of surrounds them, but... I mean, in the end, they're just going to end up as a pile of shards on your patio.
God, why are you so cruel?
I can't help it. It's how my humor works.
Oh, God. It's the
I don't plan thing. These jokes. They just kind of come naturally.
It's not a joke. It's so mean. But you're so right. I actually got a new suitcase today because I was trying to pack small. And I realized... Mm-hmm. I didn't realize. I was naive. And I thought... I'm not really into this. I'm not a collector. But about 100 different people said, this might be the time where you plan ahead just in case to give yourself more space in case you end up buying all the things.
You're not a huge collector, but you like things.
Yeah, things are fun. Fun things are fun.
And there are a lot of cool things at San Diego.
Right.
But that is the epicenter for cool, you know, quote unquote, limited edition, can't get it anywhere else kind of thing.
Sure, like ROM figurines. And
and the ROM figurine, like, I'm not a toy person for the most part.
But you are a
but
ROM
that's,
person.
That is, that, come on, that's special. That's the first time in 30 years there's been a ROM toy.
So I have like a third of my suitcase devoted to ROM for Aaron. And then...
it's not that big.
I thought you wanted like 10 of them.
No, I'll take, yeah, if you can get two, that's
one,
cool.
Aaron, just one. Come on.
Yeah. Well, see, if I say two and then you get one, that's fine. If I say one, then you won't get any. You know, you got to plan.
That's not how it works.
Go big. I've been doing this for a year with you, so don't tell me how to manipulate you. Oh, I'm getting pretty good at
you
it.
You are. You're, yeah, you're great. But there are no breakable things, like glassware, that I have seen that I'll be interested in. That could change once I get there,
yeah,
but...
You never know, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have shards in my suitcase, and that would be such a bummer.
It's really hard to even, like, aggregate all, like, the stuff and people that'll be there.
No kidding.
Like, I know there are master lists, but still, even then, when
I
you get there...
I have four spreadsheets right now, and that sounds really unlike me, but... I've been trying to take my cue from those who have had much more experience with this and, like, not cause anxiety for myself or my friends.
Are you spacing out who you're going to see over the days? Or do you kind of have that...
What do you mean? You mean...
Like, Artist Alley, like, the creator area?
I have a pretty short list of people for Artist Alley and, like, creators during the day.
Like a must-talk-to list.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a relatively short list in that regard, just because Emerald City has been really good to me for that, and I'm going to New York. So between those, the list of people who are exclusive to San Diego is relatively small. There are a couple of artists who I've spoken with in advance for artwork, so that can happen at any point. And there's a panel that Gabriela Rodriguez and Joe Hill are doing on Saturday, I believe, that I'm really interested in hearing them talk about Lock and Key, just because they're not frequently around to do that. Other than that, I'm, like, really flexible with what I'm... I guess I'm trying to be realistic about, like, what is going to be attainable and what isn't.
Yeah, it's probably better to plan for lower expectations and then be happy with anything above that.
Right, right. And yeah, I think that because the entire experience is brand new to me, like, it's all good. So anything is...
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, yeah. We do have a list of people from Twitter, some of whom we've hung out with before, that we're trying to put together, like, a evening gathering. It's looking likely to be later Friday night. I will post that Google document. I mean, it's been around, but just in case anybody hears this and is interested in being able to track us down, that will be on our site also. I don't know. I can't really promise that I'm going to be super great at updates on Twitter.
It's the internet is beyond useless.
Yeah.
If it serves. I mean, I know that these days they truck in additional cell towers and that sort of thing, but regardless, you have, you know, 200,000 people in an area all trying to post tweets and, you know, videos and that sort of thing. It's just the internet is crushed there. So it's really frustrating to try to do any kind of updates.
Right. And at least the way that we kind of divide and conquered that at Emerald City is I took all of Rod's pictures and then he posted them all. So if you want to follow him at Roger Gruth, you can. But I'm not really great at posting pictures and updates about what's happening like midday during the con. Plus, I may be drinking at some point. Possibly.
Probably the whole time.
Possibly. So... I have to behave myself.
Got to keep hydrated.
Well, in some ways, yes.
Mm, And still drink your water.
Oh, of course. That's what I need.
You don't want to be the chick. You don't want to be the chick throwing up on the floor, or passing out.
No, I really, really don't. I'm way too old for that. So,
yeah,
don't have to worry about it. Not gonna happen. I thought when you said be hydrated, I thought you were actually joking. I have a little water bottle that is all packed. I'm actually ahead of the game when it comes to packing because I teach. I'm actually teaching like double classes tomorrow and Tuesday since I'm leaving. So I don't have tons of time tomorrow. So I'm like mostly packed today.
I'm very proud of you. You've come a long way.
I know. I'm really proud of me too.
Well, I mean, you know, let's see how this is next week.
Next week.
You know, right. With episode 52.
No, this is episode 52. This is it, Aaron. We've been doing this for a year, 52 weeks.
Yeah, but we just put out an episode, then we're just going to put this out. People aren't going to know what to listen to.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty clear.
I don't know.
I think that everybody can follow the numbers.
I just don't know if our listeners are going to be able to put up with another year of abuse from you.
From me?
Uh-huh. I just fear what the future holds.
You and me both.
Well, Godspeed.
Anything else that you want to share? What books are you looking forward to this week? Because I'm probably not going to read much while I'm gone.
There are a lot of comics out, and I'm looking forward to reading as many of them as I can.
Are there actually a lot of comics out?
Yeah, I've still got 30 on my list.
30 is what you always have. That was the deal. You're not allowed to read more than 30.
Right, but I didn't have a problem putting together 30.
Got it.
There weren't, you know, it wasn't like, oh, what do I add here that I, you know, might not read or something.
Does that actually happen?
One of the ones that there's a week that I can't quite put together 30.
Yeah.
Pretty rarely. Sometimes there are fifth weeks where it's like everything's already kind of come out and it's sort of the dregs, you know, but not usually, no.
Okay. But you don't.
But like one thing that like kind of stands out that probably usually wouldn't necessarily be my like top of the list thing is the G.I. Joe Transformers comic from IDW.
Yes. I've heard some buzz about that already, actually.
Yeah, just because of the person who's drawing and writing it, Tom Scioli, I think is how it's pronounced.
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
I think it's pretty close to that.
Okay.
For me, that's like 90%.
Yeah.
Yep. But his style is very sort of like, I'd say he's right in between Jack Kirby and Michel Fife.
Oh.
Fife.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. He's the love child of those two, in my opinion. So I really like his artwork, and that looks like it's going to be a cool book.
Anything else?
I'm just trying to think. This is really off. I don't even have my document up or anything like that. But like,
you don't have this Walt memorized? I'm disappointed. No.
Walt Simonson's new series, Ragnarok.
Starts this week, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's another one that looks pretty cool.
Also from IDW.
Yeah, another issue of Zero
is
coming out. I'm excited about that. I really love that. And that
doesn't Saga 21 come out this week?
Oh, yeah, Saga comes out. Yeah, yep. There's a lot of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. See? There's plenty to read.
I'm just letting you know that I will be behind.
That is then status quo.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Things are normal.
Yeah.
Another year passes and
nothing much has changed.
The world keeps on turning. Andrea is behind on her comic books.
Yep.
She never, you know, it's fine. Nobody really thinks you read them anyway.
Come on. I'm going to get a little sad if you keep perpetuating giant fucking lies.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see what next year brings.
More of the same.
Well, let's make a New Year's resolution.
Oh, okay. What's yours?
I will tell less lies about you.
Fewer.
I don't know what that means.
Well, your resolution is definitely not going to be to improve your grammar.
No, it's not going to be to improve my grammar, and it's not going to be to pronounce people's names correctly. Okay,
but you're going to tell fewer lies about me.
Less, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what should mine be?
You're going to treat me better?
I am actually really quite sweet to you.
You can always be sweeter.
Okay, sure. I will be even more delightful than I already am.
You will book more guests?
Okay, sure. I can do that.
You will learn how to use Audacity so I don't have to edit so much.
You barely edit as it is.
Still, I'd rather get that down to zero.
Okay, fair enough. These are good goals for us for the next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
It's going to be hard for both of us.
And that's what keeps it fair.
Yep.
Realistic.
All right. I think we could end this nightmare.
Oh.
I mean, this show. This
Happy anniversary, Aaron Myers.
Happy anniversary, Andrea Shockling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you have it. That's it.
You're not going to say the rest of what I wrote for you?
No. If I read it, it sounds so fake.
Aaron, everything that you say sounds fake. You're a robot.
So there you have it.
No,
Andrea
you don't have
is
to.
Abandoning me.
You don't
Let's
have
do
to.
It. Come on. Come
nope.
on. It'll be fun.
No. If you're not going to do it, then nope. We'll just
I like what you wrote. It's a wonderful script.
Nope. Show notes and other details are on the site at comicstherapy.com. Here's to another year of us.
That was supposed to be another great year.
Here's to another year.
All right.